Hello and welcome back to Talking Europe. He's called the German Chancellor an incompetent idiot and the country's president an anti-democratic tyrant. Perhaps such invective wouldn't matter if Elon Musk didn't have the influence that he has, but Europe is a key market for the tech billionaire, and it includes electric cars, space technologies and satellites. Indeed, that's the topic of discussions between Musk's SpaceX and the Italian government at the moment. And, of course, social platform X, where Musk has streamed a conversation with the leader of Germany's far-right AfD. The party's polling in second place ahead of the crucial parliamentary election in Germany in late February. What's problematic for mainstream politicians here is not just that Musk is making common cause with populist right-wingers in Europe. It's also that Musk has the ear of US President Donald Trump, and that could have implications for various transatlantic issues. Well, we're going to dive into all of this with two MEPs, Markus Buchheit from the Europe of Sovereign Nations Group, who's a member of the Alternative for Germany party. Welcome to you.
Hello.
And I'm also joined by Italian MEP Brando Benifei, who's with the Socialists and Democrats and a member of Italy's Democratic Party, and he worked on the Digital Services Act, which regulates X and various other social platforms. Brando Benifei, welcome to you as well.
Thank you very much.
First of all, on these discussions between the Italian government of Giorgia Meloni and Elon Musk on secure telecommunications, do you see that as potentially a good deal for Italy if we put the broader politics to one side for a second?
We don't really know about this deal. We have heard through the international media, and the government seems to be in a bit of an embarrassment about releasing information. We hope that if there is a deal to be discussed, it will be brought to the parliament discussion, because we are talking about a lot of money, more than 1.5 billion euros. And we need to analyze that from a national interest point of view, because, to be very frank, I don't see any problem with the telecommunication systems of SpaceX, Starlink, so of with Musk being the CEO of these companies that are used and deployed in our countries and are used by our businesses, by our communities. What we are talking about here are secure communication for intelligence, for military use, for government, private conversations. We need to be sure of what are the protocols. We need to check that and see the alternatives, if there are good alternatives. And we don't see this hurry. This is funny. The Italian government seems like it's something is happening. We need to do it now, while the other governments of Europe are not hurrying on that. And I think we also need to be aware that Elon Musk is someone who is trying to destabilize our democracies. He supports pro-Putin forces and is saying that the place where we are now talking from is is something that is anti-democratic, the European Union.
Let's get Markus Buchheit's reaction, because you were smiling to that suggestion.
I knew it was your perfect introduction now, isn't it?
So, on this live stream, which I mentioned with the AfD leader and Elon Musk, I mean, how important do you think he actually is to your party in this election that's happening on the 23rd of February? Is he a major factor?
Well, he's certainly one element. That is certainly sure. And I mean, this element is quite clear to see, because when you see how often we appear in discussion shows on German television, on public television, and you see the disbalance between our party and other parties that are also running for this election, you see that we are happy to have a platform to be mentioned at all. So he's one element, but he's not the decisive element in this election. I'm quite sure. But it's actually many, many other factors which he brought onto the table right now, and that's a good thing.
It's been suggested that he violated European rules of election advertising on social media platforms by even holding this live stream with Elisa Weidel. Do you agree with that? Do you think it was a violation?
Well, he's a rich person, he's a famous person, he has his own platform, X, that is absolutely correct, but so far I have not heard that he was violating or changing any of these rules of X, so we would see this discussion more often than we would commonly do. So I don't think he really violated any rules as of now. I just think he's somebody who tried to express his opinion, and even though he might be rich and famous, he has got this right as well, I guess.
There was some slightly... We'll come back to that point about violation or not, but just, I think we all three of us watched the live stream, and there were some quite strange things. I mean, Markus Buchheit, when it was suggested that Hitler had been a communist, which is obviously not true. What did you make of that?
Well, you might see, I mean, here we are in a bad discussion, really. This is not one of the issues that bothers right now in Germany.
Sure.
If I had entered the discussion on that point, I'm not quite sure. Nonetheless, you might say he was definitely a politician or a dictator with a lot of socialist aspects in his politics.
Brando, was it a violation of European rules, this event?
Yeah, this will be ascertained. The point is to make those that are listening to us and watching us understand the point is that we have rules in debates, we have in the media, in the national broadcasting, or in the paper media, or even online in the normal editorial activities. While in this context, we have a very rich person who is using a platform he bought to pursue a political agenda. Clearly, we are shocked to see a party that talks about sovereignty, that talks about the nation, that is selling the nation, that is selling Europe and selling Germany to a billionaire interest. They are, like, completely prone to this guy that has its own private interest. And, I mean, they are exemplifying the contradiction. They are led by a person who is against the migrants, that has sent the letters to expel the migrants, that is against the civil rights, and is a woman married with another woman that is from Sri Lanka and with children. This is the hypocrisy of the rich and powerful that are allied together with Elon Musk. That is the epitome of that. So Musk can do its own things, but he cannot bring its conflict of interest and its private interest into the life of people. The Europeans and the Germans have to be able to decide freely, and they do not need parties that are supported by the most powerful, richest person in the world, and probably one of the most powerful today. Because this is against, okay, I think, the freedom of our democracies.
Yeah, is it against freedom, or it's just freedom of expression?
I let you talk as well, all right? Yeah. So I completely disagree with you, because you have people like Mr. Soros, who puts his money into political parties in Europe, into NGOs in Europe, and nobody knows about it.
Yeah,
yeah, because you just don't publish that.
It's
intransparent.
False. It's fake.
And here
it's
you just
public.
Have
and
one person
doesn't own a social
like
media.
Mr. Musk,
there is a
who
big
goes
difference.
There, and Mr. Musk says, this is my honest opinion, and I believe that this
like
country
that.
Is going
he
well.
Owns
and I hope your Italian
media.
Colleagues there
yeah, but it's not
realized
about the
how
opinion.
You were talking about your own nation and your own sovereignty.
Yeah.
I think that is very funny what you just revealed here. I think it's just your personal interest to say, yes, I am in favor of my nation. I am in favor that the people who pay their taxes get their interests put through into the parliaments. And I see that this country is not running properly right now. And I tell you one big difference between our party and yours. We are not suddenly in favor of electrical cars, but just because Mr. Musk is supporting us and helping us there. And just because he's supporting our political ideas for a political change in the country.
Yeah.
So we don't suddenly change our agenda and say we all need to drive Tesla cars. This will not happen. We still are in favor of going against the ban combustion-driven cars and engines by 2035. This will not change, nor will our other political agenda change. It is just Mr. Musk who says, yes, I go with you because you are the wind of change, you're the force of change in Germany, and your country needs to change.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to come back, though, to the question of... Because what the EU is actually investigating specifically is not whether people have a right to freedom of expression. Yeah. It's whether algorithms have been manipulated to
Musk,
push certain content. Yeah, I think
Elon
it's Musk just important to point that out.
Elon Musk bought the platform and has changed the algorithm so that everything he posts appears... extremely more visible. And so
allegedly changed because it's still
megaphone.
A subject of a probe. It hasn't been proven yet.
No, no,
I mean,
this,
it's being
investigated. This is a fact. He admitted that he changed the algorithm. The point is the probe of the European Commission, is the investigation has to determine if there are violations. But in fact, soon we will have a plenary where we discuss that and we will ask the Commission not to shy away, not to be scared by the extreme right that has been bought by this billionaire and to use our rules to apply the DSA and protect our citizens from people that are selling our democracies, selling our countries to the American billionaire and to someone who cannot say without a reaction, I think the Commission should react and our government should react that we are under tyrannies, that we are under undemocratic rules. This is ridiculous and it's offensive to all Europeans.
Just final reaction for you, Marcus
Buchheit. You're living under a tyranny in Italy. I pity you. You're living under a tyranny.
Musk has been saying.
I think Mr. Musk, like any other person on this planet, has a right to express his opinion, and he did so. And I mean that people like you try to build up this cordon sanitaire against people who think differently than themselves, who do not accept that democracy is built on a liberal exchange of ideas and on debate, that people like
not
you are behind the Digital Services Act. This puts us at a big risk, and I think this is the actual risk for our democracy and public opinion. And this will, in the end, lead to a great change in Europe and not only in Germany, and I hope for the best for the 23rd of February in Germany.
We'll have to end it there. We'll obviously be following all that happens with Elon Musk. Thank you so much to my guests, Brando Benifei and
Thank
Marcus
Buchheit.
That's all for this edition of Talking Europe. Thanks for watching.